In just less than a month, Fast Track North Queensland is returning to the Burdekin Theatre. This is where all singers and dancers, bands and performers can enter to win $5,000 worth of prizes. And there is always a special guest. Mm. And this year, that special guest is very practiced in singing competitions. He's been on Australia's Got Talent. He's been on The Voice. He's been on America's Got Talent, The Champions. He's been on Australia Decides for Eurovision. It is Jack Vigeon, and he joins us right now. How are you?
Hi. Oh, my God. You know, so many competitions I didn't even realise. Yeah.
So Gabby makes you sound like you could be like 75 years old.
Literally.
Yeah. You've achieved a lot. Yeah.
No, it's gonna be fun.
What a role reversal too, because all those things Gabby mentioned, in one way or another, you know, you perform and people have to sit back and judge you. On those TV shows, there's judges. Mm. The Eurovision thing, like Australia was
people
the judge.
Decide, yep.
Yeah, the people decide. But a bit of a role reversal, because at the Burdekin, at Fast Track, you're going to become the judge. Is that a role that will sit comfortably with you?
I think so. I think as well, like, I did so many before anything, like, on TV. I did so many. A Stedford, Talent Quest, so many things like Fast Track. Like, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds for years, from the ages of, like, 10 to 14, before I did Australia's Got Talent. So I think, like, yeah, I've definitely been in everyone's shoes that's going into it. I know the nerves. I know what everyone's going to be feeling. But I think it's going to be really great.
I love that, because you understand what they're going through, which means you're going to be a very fair and empathetic judge. But you're also doing a workshop. So these kids that are participating in Fast Track, they can learn from all of your past experiences.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it'll be really good to actually just like connect and be face to face and in a bit of a group situation where I can, I don't know, just chat at least about my experience and pre going on shows and doing all different talent quests, and then I guess doing talent quests that are on TV and everything that comes with that, I guess just kind of sharing tips and tricks that I've, I guess, learned along the years.
Yeah, and I bet there would have been some lessons. It's funny you mention, you know, Jack's experiences, I guess, Gabby, because I feel like I got a bit of an insight into, like, a lot of your experiences, the good and the bad, being a Eurovision fan, because you were one of the contenders to potentially represent Australia in Eurovision this year. You performed on Eurovision Australia Decides, a song called I Am King, I Am Queen. I'm just going to play a bit of it now. So this is Jack live on the Gold Coast just about 2 weeks ago.
Some days I hate me, some days I love me, some days the sun shines so bright, I can barely see, I cry to my mother, sometimes the world seems so mean, then I
pretty beautiful stuff and some pretty heavy stuff,
you.
Jack, you wrote those words.
Yeah, I wrote that song, I guess, just coming, I've actually finished The Voice, I just had a bit of a time of reflection and really just wanted to write a song, I guess, that just expressed where I was at. I guess I think where I've been at for quite a while, but also where I was at the time, and then I guess looking forward as well. So I think the song kind of takes you on a bit of a journey of where I was at growing up, where I'm at in my head now and where I think I'll always be at, but then it's kind of that choice of where you go to from there and waking up each day and choosing self-love and to value yourself and to be positive.
Yeah. Well, that's what you've been doing your entire journey. You've been kind of paving your own way. But some of the words in those lyrics were, the world is mean, and that can be so true. What kind of tips do you have for other young artists that, you know, face the awful reality that can be, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff that can be really nasty?
You know what? It's a constant battle for me, and I think it's getting easier and easier, I think, as I'm getting older, and so the older I get, the hate gets more, but it becomes quieter because, yeah, you just learn tools along the way to kind of to shut it out. And I was just thinking last night even, if sometimes it can creep in a bit more than others, but it has gotten so much easier over the years because I think it's been my reality for so long now, and it's not what I focus on. And if you've got good friends, good family, beautiful people around you who know who you are, I think that's a really beautiful thing as well.
And it legit has been your reality, like, since you were like a little boy.
So yeah.
Yeah, just a different kind of childhood. And yeah, I mean, you've grown up and really flourished, man. Like, you're killing
it.
So,
thank you.
Whatever the secret is, you're doing well.
And how good is it that the Burdekin and anyone from North Queensland who wants to participate in Fast Track can actually
learn
get
from
up
that.
Close and personal and learn from that? Because you would have so many things to pass on. I want to sing there just so that I can be.
Stop again! You're making him sound like he's in his 70s again.
No, I know.
You're making him sound old.
He's like 10 years younger than me, but there's so many things I can learn from you, Jack.
Just quickly,
you'll have
Jack.
To come then.
Oh, she's a horrible singer. Just quickly before we let you go, in 10 minutes' time, we are going to announce to our listeners how they could win a double pass to see Elton John live in Townsville in a week's time. Are you an Elton John fan? Like, how much does, you know, how much is guys like Elton John and those people who have paved the way for pop stars? Like, how important is that, I guess, legacy that guys like Elton John have left behind?
Oh, my gosh. Elton John's, like, the soundtrack to my childhood. It's one of my mum's favourite artists and just my family's in general. So, and I remember I was 13 or 14. I saw Elton John in the Hope Estate in New South Wales out in, like, this big, like, winery field. And it was, like, the best concert I've ever been to. It was incredible. So yeah, no, I'm like a huge.
What's your favourite song?
Your Song. I think along with a lot of people, Your Song is like definitely a special one.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jack Vidgen, if you want to see this guy up close and personal, Fast Track North Queensland. It's happening in just under a month. Enter now. All the details. Just check out the Burdekin Shire Youth Council on Facebook. But for now, Jack Vidgen, you're an incredible bloke, man. It's been fantastic to catch up. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Catch you guys soon.